This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Who created the moon?
He's Allah Almighty.
Welcome back to the program, Know Your Lord. We were discussing, my dear brothers and sisters, about the second category of Tawheed, Tawheed al-Asma wa Sifat. And we were talking about the importance of knowing the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Studying the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be a common practice in our homes. Studying the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reflecting upon the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, should be the first priority that we should take up in order to teach our children. Because the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is built upon these names and attributes. If we do not teach them, they are going to be disloyal to the parents. They are going to be the misbehaved slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the responsibility of the parents to teach their children the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not just fantasizing, not just keeping the showpieces of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but also teaching them who Allah is. What does Al-Ahad mean? What does Al-A'la mean? What does Al-Akram means? What does Al-Wadud means? All these names and attributes must be taught to them at the childhood itself, so that they grow up with a greater relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will wallahi, they will respect you more when they know Allah, because Allah says, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, and to your parents be dutiful. When they don't know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a better way, and it is not being taught by you and me, then they are going to be lost children of ours. As the current crisis in the ummah is, the children are becoming disobedient. To them, they feel pain. We, the parents, we feel painful when they become disobedient. But we fail to realize the root reason, that we have not connected them. We have not established their relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As a result, they have gone away, as they have gone away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, studying the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is of utmost importance. And concerning the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are so many principles that we need to comply in order to make sure that we understand the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a proper sense. Among the principles and the rules regarding the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are, number one, we need to believe in the strongest terms that all the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are beautiful. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. All the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are beautiful. This is the fundamental principle of the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that all the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are beautiful. Number two, to believe and ascertain and acknowledge that all the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are of perfection. I mean, there is no flaw in the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no fault in the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah's attributes are perfect in nature. This is the second belief. The third important principle that we need to follow is that we need to believe that Allah's names and attributes are not limited to 99. There are many more other names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this is the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has 99 names, 100 minus 1. Whoever comprehends them will have Jannah, paradise. These are the 99 names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which are very common. However, our belief with regards to the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are not limited to 99. How do we know that? The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which He says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he calls Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by all the names which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept for himself, which are taught to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and which are hidden with Allah himself alone. No one knows the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many are they? We don't know. They are some of the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which are with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one else knows this except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is another rule, that Allah's names and attributes are not only 99. Moreover, another principle regarding the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that we cannot give any attribute of the creator of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the creation. For example, we cannot say this person is all knowing, all hearing, all wise. Instead, we would say he knows something, instead of saying that he is all knowing, which is the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we, the creation, cannot give the attribute of creator to the creation by calling them with the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Moreover, we cannot take the attribute of the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at any cost. Furthermore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot have the qualities of the humans. We cannot attribute Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the qualities of the creation. Like for example, we cannot say Allah rests, Allah sleeps, Allah eats, Allah drinks, Allah rests. These are all the qualities of the creation, and we cannot give these qualities of the creation to the creator. Another principle concerning the names and attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that we cannot call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the name which he himself did not call in the Quran, and he did not teach Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We cannot say any name which we like and attribute to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another principle concerning the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that we cannot describe Allah's names and attributes. We cannot describe the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by our own selves. We can only describe the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which Allah described himself and Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, gave the description of. Furthermore, we have to believe in a literal sense the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like eyes, like face, like hands, in a literal sense. In a literal sense, we need to believe in these attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not in a metaphorical terms. However, we do not know how Allah's face is. We do not know how Allah's hands are. We do not know other attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But as a part of our faith, as a part of our belief, we must believe it in a literal sense. However, we don't know how they are. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Shura, Surah number 42, ayat number 11, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. There is nothing like unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we believe that these attributes belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Moreover, we need to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not everywhere. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not everywhere. This is a very important principle. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Taha, Surah number 20, ayat number 5, Ar-Rahmanu alal arsh istawa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ar-Rahman, has established himself upon the arsh. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not everywhere. However, Allah's knowledge is everywhere. Allah can see anywhere. These are the most important principles concerning the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we base our understanding, our learning, our study with regards to the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon these principles, then we will be on the right path. So, my dear brothers and sisters, in this episode, we talked about one of the most important lessons for all of us to learn: the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the greatest incentive of learning, of comprehending the knowledge of the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has 99 names, 100 minus 1, whoever comprehends them will have Jannah. So the prize of Jannah is you need to comprehend the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what does it mean? That we need to memorize them. All the names and attributes, we must memorize them. We need to understand their meanings. We need to comprehend them. We need to reflect upon them. We need to relate them in our lives. And we need to call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with those names. And finally, we need to make sure that we share the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the other people. Use it. Share the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Read and study the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with your family, with your friends. Compete with each other for good. Race in the righteousness. Make sure that you compete with all your family members, with your friends, in terms of knowing the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And by Allah, you will see the change within you if you empower yourself, if you cover and encompass the knowledge of the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will be a very different personality. A personality who will have sakina in your heart, in your the satisfaction in your heart, the stability in your character, the upright nature, righteous works. All these benefits you will get if you know the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the coming episodes, we shall discuss in detail about the most common names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Till then, keep remembering the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and worship Him alone. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Who created the sun?
He's Allah Almighty.
Who created the moon?
He's Allah Almighty. Who runs the rivers and lakes?
He's Allah Almighty.
Who runs the clouds full of rain?
He's Allah Almighty. Who forgives us when we commit many sins?
Allah Almighty.
Who looks down on us? Tell me who He is.
Allah Almighty.
And when you meet Allah, you should be so proud. And then you'd shout it to Him out loud.